We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are in the countdown to the big unassembled Republican convention that will take place this coming Saturday on May the 8th. Now, I keep reminding everybody, if you consider yourself to be a Republican and you're a registered voter, that's not enough to vote on Saturday. You have to have also registered as a delegate specifically for this convention on Saturday. I hate to be the one to break it to you, so I don't want you to be mad or disappointed or upset on Saturday if you haven't already done that, because the deadlines are passed. But in this half hour throughout the week, we're going to talk to the candidates who are seeking the top spot, the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. And today we start with the woman who was also the first candidate out of the gates, if my notes are correct, when she announced that she was seeking the Republican nomination for governor, the state senator who represents Chesterfield County, Amanda Chase. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Can you believe it's been 15 months that I've been campaigning? The day that I first announced that I would seek the Republican nomination, we were in the 2020 session, and the Democrats had just begun their takeover. I call it the Democrat trifecta. And started going after our Second Amendment rights. And it was a big day when I made my announcement. House Bill 961, which was a bill introduced by Delegate Mark Levine, was actually before the Senate Courts Committee that morning. And I remember walking into that committee meeting, and the Democrat chair of that meeting, Senator Edwards, came over to me and said, "Senator Chase, call off the dogs. We're not going to let this bill pass this year, so please call off the dog." So I kind of chuckle with that. You know, I've been known to get things done in the General Assembly. I have a voting record that people are trusting. And, you know, they're getting all these negative mailers and the ads. And it can be confusing for a lot of people who, you know, don't know what's true, what's not true. And they always go back to my voting record, because I'm the only candidate running for governor of the seven candidates that has a 100% conservative voting record, whether we're talking about gun rights, the pro-life issue, pro-business. I voted against every single tax increase regulation. I've actually passed significant legislation to reduce regulation in Virginia. And so, and then also election integrity. You know, my bill was the one to reintroduce putting photo IDs back into our elections and securing our elections. I've also led, and we're talking about the mask mandates. Everyone knows that I push back against the mask mandate. I haven't worn a mask. I tried it once, and I'm like, you know what, this is socialism. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to.
And boy, they've beaten up on you over that, haven't they?
Oh, and you know what? People know I can take it. You know, I'm a second-term state senator. I'll go toe-to-toe, you know, for the people, because I think they have been bullied by the lobbyists and the PACs. You know, they've kind of lost out. And, you know, I've been the one standing in the gap for the people, whether we're talking about standing up for our law enforcement. If you remember with the rioting and the looting, you know, I would stand right there in the streets of Richmond and call for the reopen of Virginia to stand up and back to blue, all the back to blue rallies, hundreds of back to blue rallies, rallies that I've done across Virginia this year, supporting our law enforcement. And then I've been very vocal on the floor of the Senate. So it's, you know, in a time whenever we have Republicans that, you know, a lot of people don't really like there's not a lot of love for Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney right now. And I just think it's so important that we have an opportunity to vote for a Republican to be the leading voice for our Commonwealth, the leading voice to fight for the people. They want someone that's got a proven record. And quite honestly, that is me. I'm leading in all the polls. There were three independent polls that were done. There's been some internal polling that's circulating among the campaigns right now. I'm still in the far lead right now.
That was my question. The far lead. Do you think you win this on the first round of balloting in this ranked choice voting scheme that's been set up?
Well, I think it is certainly more likely on the second round of voting, but it is certainly.
And that means you get to 50% plus one when they add in the second round. The person who is gets the least number of votes drops off, and then they recalibrate with the new list.
Right. It's interesting. What we're finding is that, you know, a lot of the other campaigns were bragging because of the number of delegates forms that they turned in. But what they didn't realize is it was actually my supporters saying, hey, yeah, please take my delegate form in. So, you know, we're finding we're doing a lot of polling and we're seeing that the 1.9 million people who in Virginia who supported President Donald J. Trump, they, the people, have called me Trump in heels because, you know, I really do have always, as a legislator, I have advocated for the people. And,
Give you credit because you really have stood up when a lot of other people have not. And I don't think that anyone can take that away from you. You're a lightning rod in many ways for all the hostility from, you know, both parties to in my perception. But I wanted to give you an opportunity, if you'll take it, to respond to one of the really nasty mailers that's out there. And I'm not trying to, you know, put you on the spot, but give you an opportunity in public to push back on this. There's this mailer that says that you're a rhino. I guess that's Republican in name only, saying you've been kicked out of the GOP because you were disloyal over the Republican nominee for sheriff, accepted campaign contributions from liberal left-wing donors, and voted with Democrats to keep tolls high. And then that dust-up you had with the Capitol police officer is mentioned here with the claim that you're anti-police. So I wanted to throw those things out there and give you a moment to respond to them. And just what's your pushback? If somebody gets this mailer, what do you want them to know?
Well, I think it's laughable. I mean, you have to understand, I have been the front runner in this race for governor from the beginning. No one has been the front runner. I mean, there's never been another candidate that's been the front runner. It has always been me. So, of course, they're going to dig up, try to find anything they can. They're all bogus lies. I've not received one dime of PAC or lobbyist money in my race for governor. And I think what matters to people is your voting record. And that's what I have. You know, everything, all the other, you know, the drama and everything that, you know, they're trying to pull out is completely a distraction to try to take people's mind off the main thing, which is who has had the consistent voting record, no matter, you know, what all these things that have happened. You know, the Democrats, and this is why I have General Michael Flynn's endorsement, and also had received a number of endorsements over the weekend from the Fredericksburg Tea Party, three veterans organizations, Chasing Freedom, Veterans for America First, Vets for Trump, and even Roger Stone has reached out and given me his endorsement. You know, they understand what it's like to go under political persecution for standing up for the right things. And, you know, John, quite honestly, I'm proud that I don't have politicians endorsing me because they expect something in return. They want a position. They want money. And that's what's going on in this race, and it makes me sick. The pay-to-play system in Richmond is trying to keep control over the General Assembly, and they know that when I'm governor of Virginia, it's going to be a whole new culture.
Yeah.
And this mom is going to go in and clean it up because it certainly needs to be cleaned up.
You've been pretty consistent with that messaging, but I guess in the last month, both on Jeff Katz's show in the afternoons here on WRVA and on this program, you've talked about how if Pete Snyder was the victor and got the nomination, that you would run as an independent. Is that still your position, and is it only related to Pete if he gets the nomination? If anybody else gets it other than you, will you stay?
So here's what I would tell you. Okay. I mean, I think that's a non-issue, just to be perfectly honest with you.
But you don't think Pete has a chance of getting it?
Not a chance. I mean, based on numbers and metrics, Pete Snyder does not have a shot at that. I don't think that's even going to be an issue, so I'm not going to even entertain that. But listen, I've been all about election integrity, and people know that I have been I've never voted for a Democrat, never given money to a Democrat, ever. And listen, I would argue that we have people in the Republican Party who, like Carl Leonard, he supported Medicaid expansion. He wanted it for the prisoners, and I've had conversations with him over that. You know, I believe that we need to make sure that whenever we nominate Republicans, we need to make sure they're actually Republicans. And that's why I've told people, ask me the hard questions. We don't want to go through another 4 years of a Governor Ralph Northam with some mystery candidate who says one thing, and then once they get in office, lo and behold, they are really a Democrat in sheep's clothing. And, you know, people are tired of that. They trust me. I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. But I've
just to be clear, before I run out of time, you continue to believe it. Let's just say Pete Snyder somehow does get the nomination. Will you run as an independent? And let's say Glenn Youngkin or Kirk Cox gets the nomination. Will you run as an independent if one of the other candidates gets it?
Well, listen, like I've said, if Pete Snyder were to get the nomination, it would be a statistical miracle. I know Pete, but I think he just needs to be genuine. And I've asked numerous times for his paid staffers who work for him to recuse themselves from the RPV process. I'm not going to support someone that is putting their thumb on the scale. And you know me, I'm going to follow through with what I said. If Pete Snyder comes out as the victor, I would run as an independent. And I've been very consistent on that.
Anybody else? You know,
anybody else won, I would support them. I just don't see that happening.
Okay.
I would be very suspect if some other candidate came out other than me, just to be honest. I mean, I'm leading in all the polls, and all my internal numbers are showing that we're leading. And, you know, and that's why, honestly, all these mailers, these hit jobs are coming out.
They're pretty grotesque for everybody. I got to be honest with you. Maybe I've desperate. Been out of the game a little bit, but I've been really surprised at how brutal it's been.
But you know what? I can take it. You know, I can take it. And that's what makes me different than any other candidate. Look, I've been in the General Assembly for 6 years. I'm not a career politician, but I know how things work and I know how to clean it up. And I've already been doing that as a state legislator. Everyone knows I have a backbone. I work for the people. I stand up to the pay to play system with the PACs and the lobbyists. My heart's been pure for the people. And really, that's what they want. They want someone who's sincerely working for them. And that's really me.
Senator Chase, you've been on a lot over the last year when other people were not willing to come on, not just when you're seeking their votes. And I feel like I've got to point that out. And I do appreciate you coming on today. And we will talk to you on the other side of Saturday's election. Senator Amanda Chase.
Thanks for having me on this morning. Thanks, John. And people can go to my website, chaseforva.com.
Gotcha. Great. Thank you.
You.